Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Praise God. Good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Yes, please rise above your what? Your feelings. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Feelings are very powerful things. Okay? Yeah. It's amazing how people can what? Especially ladies. They can, as in ladies who have been in the Lord for years, mature, and they can be really, really love the Lord. Okay? But feelings, they can assure you that I'm not going to what? Okay, yes, I know God, but you understand? And you know, yeah. So it just shows you how feelings are very powerful, okay? Hallelujah. But rise above your what? Glory be to God. If you don't, man, feelings can get you into hell. And of course, that is the worst case scenario, okay? But even if you don't go there, they can mess you up here on earth. They can make you make the wrong decision, okay? And there are those decisions you make which, yeah, will set you on a certain course. And to get back, you will first have to suffer the consequences of that decision which you made. Why? Because of what? Feelings. Amen? Do you understand me? It is deadly, eh? Very, very what? And yes, also men, by the way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, they can say, you know, there's that one thing you do, eh? That one thing you do it now. All right? Then after you have done it, you even repent. Or after you have said something or done something. Okay? Then immediately you even say what? Sorry, what? You understand? Eh? But, and God, by the way, forgives you. You understand? And you forget. However, there are those things where you will have to first live to see and experience the consequences of that thing. Nenga, while painting at the bat, you still, I don't want to use the word pay, but when I say pay, you understand, eh? You still pay, you understand, eh? Man, those things are very what? Yeah, and when you have lived through an experience like that, it helps you, you know, eh? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I had what? I attended a school like that many years ago. Feelings, and you don't do what is right, okay? And I paid for quite some time, eh? But God forgave me. You know, first of all, even as I was going through that thing, I really didn't know what was happening. Okay, so there's some things which God said, now look at this one. He should know why this is happening, okay? But somehow God helped me to realize that, the other thing I did, which I shouldn't have done. Okay? It was very painful. Very, very what? Painful. Hallelujah. That is why, of course, yeah. Hallelujah. Anyway, today, we are what? Yes, you're welcome. Eh? Glory be to God. Amen. Worship team, thank you so much. Give them another big hand clap. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Parents, you should encourage your children to come up here and testify or say anything. It will help them build confidence as they grow up. Okay? There are some interviews people fail, not because they didn't know the answers, okay? Or they didn't know what they were going to do if given that job. but simply because they couldn't express themselves. Hallelujah. They reached a panel and they just couldn't take off, couldn't speak, couldn't, you know, eh? Glory be to God. Eh. Hallelujah. Even, interviews, job contracts, eh? Okay? These people who bid, you know? People lose out things because they were so well together. Hallelujah. I wish as I was growing up, my parents had pushed me up there. Glory be to God. Yeah. Yeah, it's very good. Eh? Okay, so anyway, when I see Grace Joy and Elizabeth, okay? By the way, none of them is 17. Anyway, when I see them coming up here and speaking to us, eh, man, I'm amazed. Eh? Okay? And he speaks good or well as far as the parents are concerned. Hallelujah. Okay? Please, parents, okay? Even if for you, you fear to what? To stand up. Don't let your kid know you fear. You know God, don't fear what? But it will help them. It will do what? It will help them. Okay, it will help them. It might even help them not to even go for interviews. They just meet someone and the kid is talking confidently, you know, and someone gets impressed. They're like, you know, what are you doing? I'm looking for something, I don't know. Then, please, here's my number, call me. Ngachiwe the interviews, if they take place, they will just be stage managed. And God will be behind it. Okay? And God will be what? Hallelujah. Amen? Parents, please listen to me. Get your kids. First of all, build their confidence from home. Hallelujah. Build the confidence of children from home. Amen? What's the word? Yes. Thank them. Eh? Okay, when they do something good, say wonderful, you know, those words of appreciation. All right, so you build their confidence at home, you know, and then you throw them up here or wherever, you know, family meetings, gatherings, push them to say something to whoever, the guests or, you know. Hallelujah. It will do them well. When visitors will come from home for the first time to our house, these days I tell Eden and Abby to take them around the house. And I'm doing it intentionally to enable them to be able to what? Yes. Gloria, I say now, you know, Eden and Abby, with the visitors go. When I realize there's something which they might not be able to explain, I go along, but behind. I'm not the one who's speaking. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There's some of you who appreciate what I'm saying because you are like me. Yeah, you regret why you are not pushed out there earlier in life. It will help them. Eh? It will do what? There's some tribes which seem to have it in the DNA. Glory be to God. Some tribes seem to have it in the DNA, but again, it needs to be nurtured, even when it is in the what? The DNA. All right? I'll never forget years ago, pre-COVID. So coming up here, then I meet Lydia's son. I don't know his name. All right? Then the guy looked at me and said, "How are you?" Now, I was so impressed. The guy, yes, "How are you?" Then there's something he asked me, either my name or something like that. But, you know, like, yeah, confidant, like, "How are you?" As in, all right? Years ago, I went to pick my daughter from school and Yes, then I'm there at the school, you know, I'm walking towards the class. Then there was a certain boy who what? Looked at me. I say, are you Eden's father? You know, man, I look at, and again, it was that tribe where it is in the DNA. Because, are you Eden's father? Eden, they are still in class. A kind of kid, like 6 or 4 years. Just, man, I was like, okay. I wish all Ugandans were that tribe. Glory be to God. But those things are nice. So you see, now I'm talking about that kid. So just imagine if at that time I had a job for a child. You understand? The kid has taken it. Then I call parents to apply, interview. Eh? For me, I'm waiting for my kagai to enter so that we can what? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Please do that. Eh? Eh? I remember in medical school, there are guys, okay, who used to get high grades, eh? Okay? Not necessarily because they were more brighter than others or more hardworking. Okay, because we used to have those orals. We used to call them vivas. Man, when these guys would enter the room, as in no fearing lecturers, guys would yap. Eh? And man, eh? You know, hallelujah. Okay, and one of them, again, he has that what? Yes, he got their DNA somehow, I guess, through the mother or what. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen? Yeah, even these things of law, some of these lawyers, they're not necessarily bright, what? With chaps. When you investigate their academic, what? records, they're not really what? But they're just, you know, yapping with confidence, you know, They even lie that this, remember Luchamuzi? Who knows Luchamuzi? Put up your hand. Okay. Luchamuzi. Okay? Luchamuzi would go for a press conference, whatever. I can't interview. Then he yaps. Yeah. In fact, the constitution says in what? Article number what? Yaps things. Okay? Then later he said that at times he was lying. Those articles were not what? But who was going to go and, no? Now, I'm not saying go out and lie. What I'm talking about is what? Confidence. Hallelujah. Confidence. Young men who are single. Chicks, what? Want bagger guy, get out. Confidence. Hallelujah. They don't just what? Reach there and start stammering. Okay? If you stammer, but stammer with confidence. So someone you know, yes, is stammering a guy, eh? He's serious. Yeah, this guy, he will have, you understand, eh? Glory be to God. Amen? Yes, now, today we're going to, so that is someone, number one. Someone number two is, keeping the commandment to love God. Keeping what? The commandment to love God. There's a commandment that says you should love God. Okay, now, I was inspired to talk about this. If you read the words for the week, I was inspired to write about this after I had or I listened to Esther, a dream she had sometime the other week. All right, I think it was 30th May. Okay, so in that dream, Esther, which she had, were having a service here. This time round, the church was really full with people, and we ran out of chairs. Okay, so the rest of the people had to sit on classroom desks of those schools which don't teach what? Kids to what? Be covenant, okay? Then it clocked 12:30 when the service had to end. However, pastor was still preaching and the congregation was so focused on what was being preached. Yet still, more people were coming in. Therefore, Pastor gave me, Esther, money to pay the hotel for extra 2 hours. At the end of the service, my mother, who was part of the congregation, came to thank Pastor, okay? So she came to me, to Pastor, to thank me for the wonderful preaching about loving God. So when I heard, especially that last bit, I'm like, yeah, okay? We are going to get another dose of what? Loving God. Okay, hence the sermon today, keeping the commandment to love God. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 12, from verse 28, it says that, then one of the scribes came, and having had them reasoning together, perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him that, which is the first commandment of all, or the foremost commandment. Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. Or this is the foremost commandment. Okay? The commandment to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Okay? Loving God. Hallelujah. Okay? But what does loving God mean? If I tell you, love God, or if God tells you that love me, what does that mean? Okay? What does that mean? Everything knows what it means. Amen? Deuteronomy chapter 12, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 1, okay, Old Testament, it says, therefore, you shall love the Lord your God and keep his what? His charge, his statutes, his judgments, and his commandments always. Okay? It says, you shall what? You shall love the Lord your God. Then the next words, okay, explain what loving God means. It means to keep his charge, his statutes, his judgments, and his commandments always. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, in case you're here and you're like, but that was in the old covenant. Now we are those things of keeping the commandments of God are for the old guys, the Moses Singuzis of this world. Okay? Jesus said the same thing, okay, in the New Testament when he came. Okay, John chapter 14, verse 21. Jesus said that he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. Glory be to God. Okay? Keeping God's commandments is his love language. Okay? Or it is his primary love language. Okay? He has others, love languages, like singing to him, those things, eh? Okay? But if you sing unto him, but you're not doing what he tells you to do, okay? The singing is useless to him. Hallelujah. First and foremost, you should obey his command. You should do what he tells you to do, and you should not do what he tells you not to do. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Say amen. Hallelujah. You remember in pre-COVID, okay, COVID brought that what? There was a time before COVID and a time, you know. Of course, it is still there, but you understand what I mean. When the whole world went into a lockdown. Okay, anyway, so before that happened, okay, in, I think it was June 2019. Anyway, Joanne is okay. Okay? Joanne is okay. And to give her another name. Anyway, but Sam knows what I'm talking about. So, Joanne is okay. Had a dream, okay? 13th June. What's the date today? 11th or? 12th. Okay. Close, kind of. Okay? So, she had a dream, okay? And in this dream, she found herself in a church building. In there was Rick Joyner. He's a prophet in America, who did not want to be interrupted because he was deep in prayer. Okay? Joanne wanted to ask him to explain how she could love the Lord with all her heart. After waiting for some time and realizing that Rick Joyner was not about to finish praying, Joanne touched his shoulder. Okay? She tapped him. He immediately got up and asked her, "Joanne, do you want to know how to love the Lord with all your heart?" Joanne replied saying, "Yes." Then while holding a Bible in his hands, Rick Joyner said to her, "Just do what this Bible says and you will have loved the Lord with all your heart." Glory be to God. Amen? So Joanne wanted to know how to love the Lord with all her heart. Alright? And so, Rick Joyner got the Bible and told her, just do what is written in there. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Amen? Amen? You know, back then, that dream helped me a lot, eh? It helped me a lot with you guys, or with some of you, okay? Because I began to preach about that, eh? Okay? Loving God, obeying His what? Commandments. But I was aware of, yes, I knew my audience, okay? I knew, or I know where my audience lives, what my audience listens to, what they read, you know, eh? So I knew that there are people who are like, no, but the law was what? Was abolished, you know, eh? Now, even if you don't obey, skawa, God loves you regardless, and it's true by the way, all right? And no consequences, all the consequences, you know, were what? Were put on the cross, you know, eh? So when Joanne had that dream, I was like, thank you, Lord. Okay, now I can use it, okay? Of course, but especially there, with scriptures, eh? But you know, it's something, you read something and people say, that is the old one. Hey, that's why I had to read John 14, 21. Okay? But again, there's some guys who say, but that was before the cross, you understand? I can take you to Revelation. All right? When Jesus appeared to John, and he told him the same thing. Okay? Blessed are those who keep, you know, eh? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Loving the Lord means what? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Elizabeth Mujimba was telling me that, because and by the way, the interesting thing about these kids, what amazes me by their courage, their confidence to come up here and speak before a crowd, is they are homeschoolers. You understand, eh? Homeschoolers, in my opinion, are not supposed to do this. Because their school is at home. And not with other kids, with themselves. You know, eh? So no one even asks them a question. You know, like in class, if the teacher wants you to build confidence, he just say, you, what's the answer? You understand? But now, for them, they don't have that help. You just sit and read and write. So for them now to be able to, you understand, that's remarkable. Glory be to God. It's what? Some of you say, Oja kutukubabana. You know what that saying means? This one doesn't know. Christine, you should tell, it's okay, what it means okutukubabana. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. What was I talking about? Yes, I was talking about that. Now, you can't talk about obedience unto God, okay, without also talking about disobedience. Disobedience is costly, man. Disobedience is what? And you would expect people to have learned, but human beings, we either we don't learn or we twigam pola. Okay? It is costly. There are those which you can disobey and life continues bulungi, and you repent and there's nothing. No consequences. Painful consequences. But there are those things, man, which, you know, yes. And it doesn't mean that when you disobey a big instruction, then big consequences. You understand? And then when you disobey a small thing, then, yeah, not necessarily, man. Sometimes it's just that one small thing that will set you on a path of blessing, good life. You understand? You know, you obey that small thing, that small instruction. You disobey that small thing, it can mess up your life real bad. Hallelujah. Amen? Disobedience is because, you remember Adam? Okay, the first record of disobedience in the Bible was when Adam disobeyed God. You know the story, eh? Okay, in Genesis chapter 2, from verse 15, it says that, then the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, gives him a command, an instruction, all right? Saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Now, God was even so good. He told Adam the consequences. Okay? Sometimes, you're not given what? The consequences, good or bad, of your actions. Okay? Of your obedience or disobedience. Sometimes you're not. Thank God when he gives you what. Hallelujah. Okay? Now, talking about obedience to God, loving him, it does not only refer to obeying just the written word. Okay? But there are other things which the Lord tells you which are not in the Bible. But of course, they don't conflict the Bible. For example, God can command you or instruct you, guide you, direct you that shift from where you're staying, okay, shift from Ntinda to some other place, amen? All right? Now, there is no verse like that in the Bible. There's no verse that says that thou shalt shift from Ntinda You understand? Eh? It's not there. Okay? Yeah, like, leave this job, go work in a bank. That verse is not there in the Bible. Yeah, so there are those things which God tells you outside, but they don't conflict with the written word. All right? And God would want you to obey them. You disobey, man, you might get into what? Trouble. And you obey, okay, there might be big time blessings, good consequences that will come out of that. Hallelujah. So God tells Adam, you can eat from any tree, but on this one tree, don't. The day you eat of it, you will surely die. Alright? But Adam did his own things, okay? So you know the story, the serpent came, talked to the wife. The stupid man was there, keeping quiet. The devil is talking to your wife, and you're what? You're quiet. And the devil is giving her poison. Katwa, as in, you know, and you're quiet. Hallelujah. You're what? You're quiet. All right? Yeah, men don't mind, all right? Of course, now we're in a generation where somehow men are forced to what? To keep quiet, man. Okay? All right? Because, you know, yeah, you're forced to keep quiet because you are like man, you know? Like especially in relationships where a woman earns much more money than the what? That, you know, money, there's a way in which money has power. All right? Money has power. Money can be used to control. Eh? Never, you understand? Eh? Control you properly. You understand? Eh? So now if the devil, now if you are in that kind of relationship and the devil comes, man, jazzing with your wife, you might not be able to, you might not have the confidence. Glory be to God. To what? To say, don't listen to what? The devil. Because they might ask you what? What you bring to the table? As in what gives you the authority to what? To tell me what to do. You understand? Eh? Anyway, but yeah, you know, please, couples, help one another. You understand? Okay? Mchala wabu wabala wabu 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 UTV. Mugambe ko. Buwagano inda nufuna neremote. Noji jako. If you have those UTVs where like you've taken the remote, it doesn't matter. I'll press, you understand? Eh? Then unplug. But then be careful, eh? Be prophetic. And see where it might end. Yeah, and when you see where it might end, please, just, yes. But you're like, God, I did my part. Otherwise, you might end up, man, crazy stuff. Eh? All right? But at least God will be like, yeah, you're the guy. You're the man I'm looking for, you know. Eh? As in, you know, there's that thing that Abasaji, Atebacha, you know, men, then there's a movement which wants to make men extinct. Then there are men who are like, yeah, for us, we are no longer men. We are now women. You understand? It's crazy. Eh? Hallelujah. Hmm? Then there are those who are deliberately empowering women. Okay, they're apparently doing a good thing. It's good to empower what? Women. I'd want my daughter to be empowered, you know. But the real agenda is to what? Is to just mess up man and woman, what? Relationships. Okay? Yeah. So anyway, yeah. So if it's, let's jump to chapter 3, verse 6. Chapter 3, verse 6 says, okay, so the devil talks to the woman, tempts her. Then so it says that, so when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her. The girl was there. And he ate. Disobeyed. Did what? Disobeyed. Okay? Disobeyed. Alright? Adam, you know the story. Adam did one act of disobedience. Just one. One. Now, all of you, all of us, the entire world, even creation, all the sufferings it's going through, all the sufferings it has experienced since then, up to now, and for more years to come, all right? It's because this guy disobeyed just one thing. Just one thing. Hallelujah. Adam wasn't like you. Like, he didn't disobey many things. Hallelujah. Adam did disobey many things like you've done. Okay, like I have done. One thing, and all creation. Okay? Living and non-living. Okay? The Bible says that creation groans. You understand? Because of one thing, one act of disobedience. Just one thing. You understand? Okay? There's a family I know, and a good number of you know. All right? Back in the day, I think it was in the 80s. All right? So this family, okay, I think all of them, all just husband and wife. Yeah, they planned a trip up country, Kabale or whatever. All right? Now, the morning before they set off, okay, one of the children had a dream. Okay? And in the dream, she saw that the parents had been involved in an accident while on that trip. Okay? So the kid wakes up in the morning and tells the parents. Alright? The parents disregarded Echiloto Chomwana. Alright? They went ahead, traveled. Okay? While on the road, they got involved in an accident. Alright? The wife, in fact, to this day, she's paralyzed on one side. Do you understand? So you see now, one instruction you disregard, you know, just messes up your entire life. Okay, now God can heal you. Okay? But what if he doesn't? You're going to be in that state, in quotes, forever. Of course, not forever. That's why, but your entire earthly life. Okay? And you have never been paralyzed on one side. But it is horrible. You can't do nothing without help. Okay? And for some people, the condition worsens with age. Other things will come in because now the nervous system is affected. So a part of the body which was functioning well now gets issues. You understand? And you didn't disobey many things. It was just what? One thing. Okay? Hallelujah. Just one thing. One thing. Some of you say, but God is bad. Just one thing. Now, you get the thing when you're 32, then now you're going to live up to 80. If you live up to 80 with that, you understand? Okay, but those should be learning lessons for us. Hallelujah. As in, before you disregard an instruction from heaven, first sit down and be ready, in case that disregarding, is going to come with some big time negative consequences. First sit down, look at them, be prophetic. Right? Look in the future, look what is going to happen. You understand? And then tell God that I'm ready for it. And the point I'm trying to make is, be very careful. Before you disregard, the written word, and also those things God would instruct you, which are not in the word. What some people call the Rhema word. Logos, written, Rhema, revealed, or the spoken, Glory be to God. Hallelujah. By the way, in my opinion, the entire Bible is about obedience versus disobedience. You begin to read your Bible, you'll see. It is repeated, you see, it begins here with Adam. Don't do this. Obey. If you disobey, the consequences. Then that is as in, it's just that. Because I am God. I am your Lord. So, if I am your God, do what I tell you to do. If you don't do what I tell you to do, these are the consequences. The entire Bible is like that. Even this thing called what? Going to hell and what? It's about that. It is the disobedient who are going there. So that makes this subject very important. Very what? Very, very important. And that's why you should really feel like beating up chaps who downplay it. Or who tell you that they matter. Obedience, it doesn't matter. Whether you disobey, it doesn't matter. Jesus died, what, for all my disobey. He saw that I was going to disobey before I was even born. Then he went to the cross, looked at you, he brought forward my disobedience and died. You understand? So he forgave me past, present, and be careful. Glory be to God. And sometimes, by the way, your disobedience is not really that you're doing something evil. I don't think it will take you to hell. Like if God says, give someone 1K. I don't think if you don't, you're going to go to hell. So some acts of disobedience are not sin. In my opinion, God forgive me for that. Yeah, they're not really sin. You haven't done anything evil. But you understand me, Of course, I guess to God it's evil because you haven't obeyed him, But you understand, what I'm saying, But you might suffer for it. Do you understand? And God's instructions, the things God tells us to do, what he commands us to do, are for our good. If they are not for your good directly, they are for the good of those who are coming, after you, all those around you. Glory be to God. Like God sees man, this building is going to catch fire, and he's seeing the cause, what the cause is going to be. Then he instructs you that just do this one thing. Switch off that thing. But you don't know why he's telling you. And if you do it, you're going to save all these guys. So he tells you, switch it off. You don't, do you understand? You do it, you have saved lives, including yours. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. So anyway, Adam, and then this guy, Adam, Father Adam. Do you know when God, let's read that. Anyway, when God came to him, you remember? To him and says, what have you done? He said, man, the woman that you gave me. Now, there's a lesson in that. Don't disobey God just because of someone. Do you understand? Like God, let's say we are in 2020. 2020. December. November 2020. God tells you, vote Museveni. Okay? And he clearly tells you, let's say a vivid dream. I want, you know? Then, you're like, but this guy, he's not going to change nothing. Because all the things he's saying, he has been saying them since damn days. Corruption is just PR. And you're like, I'm not voting him. But a clear, you understand? It's not even some prophet somewhere, what? You know, who told you that? You know, it was you, wafuna, okubi kuriro ako, eh? It's called okubi, eh? Yeah, okay, yeah. Anyway, you got your own revelation, your own revealing. Hence, okubi kuriro, eh? Okay. And then you're like, no, but God, this guy, nothing is going to change. You wait and see. You understand? Then you don't vote him. Okay? Then some guys vote him. He comes back. Then he begins from where he was. He ended. And you say, God, I told you. You understand? Now, you can't disobey an instruction just because. Then God, why didn't you do what I... Because so and so. You can't do that. Just do your part, leave the rest to God. His part, that's not your fault. Glory be to God. You don't do that. Okay, you don't do that. You sin, man. For me, I no longer go to church. I no longer church, fake what, you know? As in, I no longer do what, you know, eh? Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? I no longer cook for my husband because, you understand, I no longer do this for my wife because if I, you know, never achieve, you know, as in, eh? Because, you understand, eh? Do your part. Okay? And leave the rest to that individual and to God. Hallelujah. Adam, my wife, the woman you gave me. Okay? There's someone who said that since that day when Adam told God, the woman you gave me, someone said that since that day, God stopped giving what? Being involved in saying, that God stopped. Of course, it's not true. Eh? Come on now. People will be blaming me for what? He said, now that one, I have left it to themselves, besotting it. Okay? Yeah. Hallelujah. There's some things I'm amazed. Eh? At people, like the things which I do, matchmaking and what. Eh? Man, I respect those guys. Eh? Maybe you should do it, eh? If you want. You understand? You see, someone is good and someone is good, eh? And you're like, yeah, change of color. Please, eh? You understand? Eh? But for me, man, eh? I don't have their DNA. Confidence. You know what? Can you? Guys, you understand? Eh? As in, yeah. For me, the whole idea of, eh? Anyway, okay? And my position is not the what? It's not in the Bible, eh? Okay? Matchmaking is okay. You understand? Eh? Okay? It's okay. But for me, I wouldn't want to be the one to be given an instruction, a command from God that what? Get those two guys together. I wouldn't. Eh? But if it comes now because I've lived for now 46 years and I'm like, man, eh? If I don't do it, so you go there, you know. Eh. Hallelujah. Okay? Now, like there are some two individuals. I had a dream about them. I think it was during COVID or something like that. Okay? Yes, and they were, you know, yeah. And now I know that Bebalimu is of God. But I can only now come in when I see they are trying to part. That's when I come. Guy, in fact, I had a dream. But for now, I pretend like what? I'm not in there, what? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so this guy said, the woman whom you gave me. You shouldn't just obey. Just do your part. Just obey your instruction. Okay? Glory be to God. Okay? God tells you to do something at work. He said, but God, even if I do it, that guy, my boss, is not going to pay me. You understand? Because God tells you to do it, and then you get a promotion, or you get an allowance. They say, God, I know that guy, you know, Just do what you've been told to do. If he doesn't, God will say, I'll make it out. You understand? He don't say, I'm going to disobey you, God, because I know the results. Glory be, don't do that. The way kwa sabantu balala. He hasn't the way kwa sabantu balala. And then when you land in trouble because of disobedience, again, as in, don't start to blame me. I'm in this situation because, okay? Let me tell this story. It's nice. You forgive me, Sam, please. You forgive me. But it's a good one. It's not what? It's not harmful. Yeah, so years ago, Joanne, Sam's wife, the brother was sick in hospital. All right? The brother was sick. Yeah, then at night, I think Joanne received a phone call. Phone call, my God, Then she, at night, Then I think Sam was like, but where are you going? It is deep in the night, as in where, Then why, And then so she reached Sam, I think, at the hospital or in the road as she drove to hospital. And she realized, I think it was like 3 or 2. Now that is real night. Okay. Then, so Joanne told me, or us, the people which was giving this KB, that she was like, anyway, she got angry at Sam. When she got back home, I think like at 6 or something, she's like, why didn't you stop me? But well, Sam said, but I tried to stop you, and I just looked at you, and I thought maybe you're even mad. Why? But she said, but why didn't you stop me? Now you see, you stop her, means again now, those things of remote, what? You understand? So, Sam being a godly man, but God knows, I've done my part. Because when I again, I never go because of Google. Then, now, come out. Rachite wanganye. So I don't know where that discussion ended. I'll ask her after the what? But that's, like every time I remember that story, I laugh. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. So Adam, one man, we're all in the mess we're in because of one act of disobedience. Okay? One man. Okay? Okay? Which reminds me a statement I first heard from Rick Joyner, which has helped me, which I think about a lot. Okay? He says, the more authority you're given, okay, the more all the basically, the greater the consequences of your actions, the more authority you're given. Okay? You're a father. Okay? You're the head of the one. Okay? Now, the things that you do as a father, okay? Man, you might mess up your entire family. not that the marriage will break. Okay? You may remain together, but man, in things which you shouldn't have, what? You suffered. Okay? And now because you're the head, now your kids, Bambi, they were they begin off life on a bad note because tata. And sometimes those things, jump even to the other. But it was one guy. So you see, Adam was the head of creation. Everything was given authority over all he was, so he had that authority. So that one thing he did, okay, brought with it consequences which there's no one who will ever do anything that will bring as much trouble as what Adam brought. Okay? Because now we just have presidents of a small piece of land, a king of a small territory. So when they do that thing, it is just that coward, the territory. But now this guy was the head of all creation. The entire creation, all human beings were going to come from him. Eh? Is it right to say he was the head of creation? Because between our theologians who are listening to every word I'm saying. Okay, the head of what? Creation. Yeah, but God is the head of it. But you understand? You're a pastor of a church. Just do one thing. Which of those are supposed to do? Which God says, touch cola? Do you understand? Then you do one thing, one act of obedience. Then, you understand? The good consequences overflow to all of them. Hallelujah. Okay, now, if young people, especially the unmarried young men, knew that, you'd first think twice before you say, I do. You first think properly. Gomani, biogendo kola. But young people don't know those things. They just shake a cheek, then what? Go and confuse Bambi, the dear lady. Hallelujah. And now, when you have that mindset, you will enter in there when you're ready to live by the commandments of God. If I joyfully obey the laws of Giga, so wanotonzi jao nyabo. Tonzi jao. Because you know, the moment you stop because of pressure of some, you understand? Okay? Now, like Adam, he do the, then you're like, mkaza agambia, Now, the moment you stop, poverty alarms the family, and now it can't be blamed on the wife. It is you that God told. You understand? Hallelujah. So, people who do marriage, what? Who counseling or pre-marital, those things. For me, as in, Dennis, who says that sometimes those who marriage, whatever thing, just complicate issues. One of the main things guys should be, especially if men, husbands to be, should be asked whether they know what the word, what? Obedience means. Obedience to God. Before you obey your wife, okay? She wants a birthday, what? To invite her whole, what? Baganda bebo, nah. At this center, tell you, no? First to God. And then, if they say yes, then you ask them, but do you understand what it means to obey God when you're under intense pressure to disobey. Eh? When you're even under intense pressure, lava obufumbo bugenda kola ki? Bugenda, eh? Bugenda kola ki? Kusana wo, basically tuwe. And you're like, do you understand? Eh? Yeah. And the fathers to be, I've told you. Okay? I've done what? Eh. I've told you. Hmm? And young ladies, please, don't what? Young ladies and married ones, you know, don't be the ones who encourage what? Your men, your guys, to disobey. Atochimanyi. In fact, some of the instructions God gave to your husband, you're the one who dreamt them. You're the one who dreamt them. Alright? Then you tell your husband that God has told us we should what? We should do this. So your husband allows. And as a head, he's like, yeah, project yafe. Okay? Ah, ngamutandika. Then along the way, tough times, you know, things, then now, you want to do retreat. Then guy, no, but you remember the other dream? Say, but no, but look, sincerely, feelings, nevisan kwa kujam. Feelings. You understand? Eh? Anyway, but I've made my point. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Like for me, no one, absolutely no one, even my wife, absolutely no one can get me out of this thing called what? Giving. Absolutely no one. No one. Yeah? The one who can get me out of it, the closest, I think, maybe who can be like my kids, like Eden, why, you know? Nina Eta Sovola. Can now I stop? I'm putting her in trouble. You're solving a temporary issue. Yeah? Creating a what? Man, a long-term misery. Do you understand? No one, my mother said, no one can get me out of what? This giving thing. Absolutely no one. Glory be to God. I have lived with this thing since like 1999. I have seen its goodness. I know its repercussions if disobeyed. I have seen the future of it. God promising you things in the future because of that. You understand? And now, tosobola. Tukoraji. Hallelujah. Okay? We're talking about what? Keeping the commandment to do what? To love God. And by the way, just because God gives you a commandment, an instruction, okay, does not mean that when you obey it, you're going to sail through, as in life, it's going to be bliss. You understand? Okay? I wish it was always like that, but it's not. Obedience can get you into suffering. You suffer for having done something right, for having obeyed God, and you suffer. There's a point where you're like, and some people tell you, but that means that wasn't God. That wasn't God. But look in the Bible. Christians were suffering because they obeyed God and accepted Jesus as Lord. And they suffered. They were killed. Martyrs. Did they do anything wrong? Were they disobeying God? Were they in the will of God? They were in the perfect will of God. Okay? Yesterday night, them Jimbas visited us and were talking about a prophet who died years ago. Most of you have heard about him. It's called Bob Jones. Has anyone heard about Bob Jones? Okay? I'll send you something you can listen to, which has this story that I'm going to tell you. So Bob Jones, I guess an experience, okay? A prophetic experience, okay? Now, this is way back, I think, in the 70s or before that. And God would tell him that some of the evil things that are going to come in the world, okay? One of the things he shows him, he tells him that there's something, it's called an abortion pill, that is going to be invented. That's the right word? You invent medicine, anyway, whatever. Okay, something, invented, an abortion pill. Okay, that is going to be invented and women are going to use it. Okay? In addition to other things, I think there was, anyway, Even this law, I think, this abortion law, it's called what? Roe? I think he told him about that thing also. All right? And, then he told him to what? To go and tell the world about, tell the church what is what? Coming. So, by the way, did you hear what happened at Lakewood Church last week? Okay, you know, there's a possibility that that law is going to be overturned in the U.S. You've heard these things. Who hasn't heard of those things? It's okay not to know, especially when something is not, if it's not a scripture. Anyway, it's going to be overturned, that abortion thing, where it will be now the states, the different states, to decide for themselves, not to make the whole country be that. So, some information leaked, what the judges are getting ready to do, it leaked. And right now in the states, protests like the abortion, whatever, Now, one of the things they did last Sunday is at Lakewood Church, Joe Austin, all right? So anyway, as he's getting ready to start to preach, some woman, stood up and undressed. Just left only just one, part of her, And then she wore those things of, it's my body, my right, Okay, well, they say, man, it's my body. I can do anything with my body. If I want a kid out, it's my body. And he stood up, words, chanted, said, curse words, then another two. You remember, that church is thousands. That's how, man, as in, I'm telling you, this world is evil. Guys, go to churches. Okay? If they are churches, But then they go to what? Of course, there are some churches which are not churches. All right? But where was I going with that? And so, Bob Jones, back in them days, God tells him what is coming. They're going to invent an abortion pill where, you just swallow then, you kill the child. So he tells him what? To go and tell the church. Then he begins to do the will of God. He begins to obey. He begins to what? To obey. Then the devil came for him. Vividly, clearly. Told him something to the effect that you can talk about all other things, but this one thing, leave it alone. Okay? Then he said, you're not my master, Then the devil assured him, if you continue talking about this thing, I'm going to kill you. Say, you're not my master, Then one day, he felt sick. Then blood began to gush out of his body, mouth. The guy felt so sick. He's dying. So while, you see, the DNA confirmed. And so while he's dying, he knows now he's going. He remembered, he's like, my goodness, the guy has killed me, as he promised. So the question is, where was God to protect, to protect his obedient servant from being hammered by the devil? I don't know. So anyway, Bob Jones died. He what? He died. Who went out of his body and what? Went to heaven. Then in heaven, he had an experience about love, where guys were being, And then God's, he shows him a line of fellows going to hell. Okay? And he tells him that, look at that line, and man, guys were going to hell. Okay? And one of the things he says is that whatever was your God on, on earth, you are going to hell with it. Okay? If your God was alcohol, pints, the bottle, you are going to hell with a bottle. There's some, so I think they were in bottle, alcohol bottles going. Some money was their God. And they were going to hell wrapped in dollar bill notes. And so God said, look at that queue of guys who are going to hell. Okay? Then he says, if you look at them, going, and you really want me to allow you into heaven, I will. Okay? Then Bob Jones looks at them, and man, the expression on their faces, as guys were descending to hell, he's like, God, no, okay. I'll go back one more time. Okay? So that's how he gets back. Okay? And he lived for many more years. Okay? But the point I was trying to make is, this guy was obeying God. Preaching what he's supposed to preach, warning the world what was coming. That abortion pill and some other things. And man, things weren't easy. Things were not what? The disobedient chaps were, man. As in, life was good, man. Life was what? So, remember, now, like LAT, of course, I don't think we are really suffering as a church, but we are not as, anyway, you understand, Okay, let me say, we are this few, and today, by the way, we are many. Today, we are many. Last time, we were half this, right? Now, we are this few because of obedience. You remember, back in the day, 2017, we were mob man. We used to what? Okay? Yes, Olivia, you remember? Twalibanji, man. Glory be to God. We are many. Then we obeyed God. We obeyed what? There's some of you who are still here, who have been here for a long time. Sometimes I wonder, I am amazed at what is keeping you here. Because as in naturally speaking, the people you should be, you relate to, your social, economic class, you understand, So sometimes I'm like, anyway, even to be amkama, nange see what? Biewo nyisa. All right, and obey, but one thing, man, I'm thankful to God for, despite, I'm thankful God for, is that he has been able to give us the amount of money that we need. Do you understand? And now, that encourages me, as in the money to pay rent, to pay for the machines, to pay for water, you understand? Man, for all those, now is how many years? 5 years of, Man, God has been faithful on that. No, the people who were here used to give. So that money went. Okay? Then you obey God, then, That money didn't come back. Angels don't bring it. You know, eh? But man, God has been faithful. Do you understand? Eh? Yeah. So in the midst of obeying God, sometimes you might suffer. But even as you suffer, you experience the goodness of God. Do you know suffering, but when you're with God, man, that's wonderful. We are with God. But you shouldn't suffer, I think, just because you disobeyed and God is like a chochicho. You understand, eh? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay? 2020, okay? God gives us a dream saying, you know, in the dream, remember, I saw Museveni had won the election. Bobi Wine had lost, and because he had lost, violence. So I knew the will of God was Kagu. Is he going to do the roads? I don't care. Oh, I didn't care then. All I cared about was the will of God. So I came here. Some believed me, others I don't know. Maybe you all, and I voted who? Then a few weeks after, I get that dream when God is saying that this church is called the One Thing Church. Do you understand? Because it's their one thing is to obey me. Their one thing is not to do their own thing, but to do what I want. Hallelujah. Yeah. And next elections, I don't think God is going to say, Moses, my guy is stupid, man. Because next time, I'm voting at the Father. Right now, what? We can't. And for me, by the way, I don't support anyone. All I need is the will of God. That's all I need. I just want to know who, and we go for that. Then you ask me, but this guy's done this. I can't explain those things. Then you tell me the GDP. I don't know those things, I just tell you what, okay? I just tell you what good for me. Kati mwaba GDP mwe sortinge, ava what, what are those things called? You move, taxes, subsidies, you mwe sortinge, the civil money, umbi money, but tebi mkwata ko right now, it is the will of God. You understand? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? We're talking about what? Very good. Keeping the commandments to love God. I could go on, but the point has been made. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.